99 FM Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Restoring Faith broadcast, and I am Dr. Christopher Manuel, pastor of the Smyrna, Maranatha, and Natchitoches First Seventh-day Adventist Churches here in Alexandria and Natchitoches, Louisiana. We desire to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world in the final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
Talking about part two, talking about the colossal city in space, the city called heaven. We have some more questions that we're dealing with as a people today, and we only get our answers from what, everybody? From the Word of God. So one question that you may ponder, as I did in studying about heaven and about the book of Revelation and what it all entails, what refreshing, thrilling promises does God make to the people who enter his new kingdom? What refreshing and thrilling promises does God make to the people who enter his new kingdom? And the answer is from Scripture, Revelation 21 and verse 3. The Lord in person will live with them. They will never become bored. They will be pleasures forevermore in heaven. That's also in Psalm 16 and verse 11. The third part of that is, what refreshing, thrilling promises does God make to the people who enter his new kingdom? There will be no more death, nor pain, nor tears, sorrow, sickness, hospitals, operations, COVID-19, coronavirus, H1N1, tragedy, disappointment. Somebody ought to get excited about that. Trouble, hunger, or even thirst. And that's all in Scripture. Revelation 21 and verse 4. Isaiah 33 and verse 24. And Revelation 22 and verse 3. And Isaiah 66 verse 23. And Revelation 7 and verse 16. Well, what are some other thrilling promises does God make to his people who enter his kingdom? In Isaiah 40 and verse 31, they will not get tired. Hallelujah. Another one is found in Isaiah 35 and verse 5 and 6 and Philippians 3:21. That thrilling promises that God makes to his people that enter in. Every saved person, get this, every saved person will be physically whole in every way. The deaf will hear, the blind will see, the dumb will sing, and the lame will be able to run. Hallelujah. Well, what's another refreshing and thrilling promise does God make to the people who enter there? Revelation 21, verse 8, verse 27, and chapter 22, and verse 15. Is jealousy, fear, and hatred, falsehood, envy, impurity, cynicism, filth, worry, and all evil will be forever shut out of God's kingdom. That's what that text explains. People will no longer be burdened with the worries and cares that drive them to distraction. They will be no more nervous breakdowns, no more medicine and medication to take. Hallelujah. Time will become eternity, and the pressures and deadlines of earth will be gone forever. Somebody ought to be able to say amen about that right there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's another question that may be propounded, that it may come from your heart as you study this thing called heaven, this colossal city in space. How will the new earth differ from our earth today? How will that be different from our earth today? Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1, and Acts chapter 3 and verse 20 and 21. It says, vast seas as we know them today will be gone. Revelation 21, verse 21. The oceans and seas cover 3/4 of the earth's surface today. Isn't that right? This will not be the case in God's new kingdom. You see, the whole earth, the whole world will be one huge garden of unsurpassed beauty, interspersed with lakes, rivers, and mountains. Well, the next thing that you'll discover, and what's different from this earth and the heaven and earth that's coming, the deserts will become gardens. That's Isaiah 35, verse 1 and 2. And that there is another thing, brothers and sisters, there's another thing. What's going to make this earth different from the new heaven and earth that's coming? The animals will all be tame. You can walk up to a 750-pound tiger and rub its head as it plays with you. You can walk up to an elephant or a giraffe, and you can walk with them. None will prey upon others, and a little child will lead them. Isaiah 11, verse 6 through 9, and Isaiah 65, verse 25. Another difference between this earth now and the heaven and earth that's coming, there will be no more curse. Revelation 22 and verse 3, that's what it says, no more curse. And that there is another one, brothers and sisters, that differ from this earth and the heaven and earth that is to come. And Isaiah, the 60th chapter and verse 18, there will be no more violence of any kind. This precludes crime and storms and flood, earthquakes, tornadoes, injury of any kind. There will be no more violence of any kind. No fighting, no quarreling of any nation, of any people, of any animal in the heaven and earth made new. There's another difference in the earth now and the earth that is to come, found in Revelation 21 and verse 27. What is it? Nothing defiling will be found in the new earth. There will be no cigarette butts, no tobacco, no ganja, no weed, no nothing, no alcohol, no drunkards, no place to go drink, no clubs, no alcoholic beverages, lewd pictures, pornography, any other wickedness or impurity of any kind. Brothers and sisters, that's going to be a place to desire to go. We have to live right in order to get there. Well, that may be another question, brothers and sisters. That may be another question. Will there be children in God's kingdom? If so, will they grow up? That's one main question that a lot of people have, because their children, some of them died of stillbirth. Some of them died in early ages. And the Bible answers those questions, beloved. Will there be children in God's kingdom? And if so, will they grow up? Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 5 and Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2 says, the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Malachi 4:2, and you shall go out and grow like stall-fed calves. The answer? Yes, there will be many boys and girls in the holy city. Isaiah 11, verse 6 through 9. And these youngsters will grow up. Malachi 4:2 just said that. We have degenerated much in stature, in intellect, and vitality since Adam, but all of this, beloved, will be restored, according to Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Well, there may be some other questions that you have, and we did, and I did, in studying God's word. When reunited with loved ones in heaven, will the saved know each other? That's one question everybody wants to know. When we're reunited with our loved ones in heaven, will the saved loved ones know each other? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12 tells us that. It says, then I shall know just as I also am known. That's what the Bible says. What does that really mean? The Bible clearly teaches that righteous loved ones who have died will be raised to join the righteous living in God's kingdom. Isaiah 26, 19, Jeremiah 31, 15 through 17, and 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 55. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18 says the same thing. And the scriptures also teach that people in God's new kingdom will know each other just as people recognize each other on earth now. My God. That's going to be awesome when you meet mama again, when you meet papa again. Yeah, when you meet sister and brother again, a spouse who had passed away that was faithful. Hallelujah. That's going to be an awesome time. You ought to get excited about that. They will know you, but you and I got to live right in order to get there so we can see one another. Somebody ought to say amen. You just can't be hateful and harsh and all type of brashness while you're here and then expect to go to a place beyond what you've done and you didn't ask forgiveness for it. That's where we err. Ask for forgiveness. Move past it. Move on. Move and go on, honey. Bruh, go on with that. Sis, go on with that. You ain't got time to hang there. Because if you holding on to that, how are you going to receive God's blessing? Uh-huh. I know I'm meddling, but I got to tell you the truth anyhow in Jesus' name. Here's some other questions that you may be pondering. Will people in heaven be real with flesh and bones? Let's go to the scripture and see what the Bible says. What did the Bible say? The Bible plainly says in Luke 24, verse 36 to 39, verse 41 through 43, verse 50 and 51. It says this, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace be to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. You hear the text talking? But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate it in their presence, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And Acts chapter 1 verse 11 says, this same Jesus who's taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And Philippians 3, 20 and 21 says, the Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. We need a little bit more English, Pastor, to help us make this understandable for us. Will people in heaven be real and with flesh and bones? After Jesus' resurrection, and it proved to his disciples that he was flesh and bones by having been with them, and having them feel him, and they touched him by eating food. You see that? They felt him. They touched him. Yeah. This same Jesus of flesh and bones ascended to his Father and will come again to the earth. The righteous will be given bodies just like the body of Christ and will be real people with flesh and bones throughout eternity. The difference will be that the heavenly body will not be subject to death, decay, or deterioration. The teaching that the saved in heaven will be ghosts who float on mist clouds and do nothing but play harps has no foundation in scriptures. Jesus did not die on the cross to provide any such trivial and foolish future for those who accept his love and nobly follow his way of life. Most people have no interest in such an earthly existence and therefore have little or no desire to enter God's heavenly kingdom, often preferring it only because they fear going to hell. You mean people desire to go to heaven because they fear going to hell? You need to have a different change of mind. You need to have a different desire. You need to have a different perspective on going to heaven. You want to go to heaven because you want to see Jesus, not fearing that you're going to go to hell. If only all people everywhere could learn the truth about God's holy city and new earth, millions would begin to understand his love and would turn to him with all their hearts. A person who misses out on God's kingdom has made the supreme blunder of a lifetime, brothers and sisters. I tell you, you got to make your call in an election sure. Well, we got to go. We're going to see you next week.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with yours truly, Dr. Christopher Manuel. You are invited to join me at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church every first and second Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. And on the third and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on the air. Send your correspondence to 916 Richmond Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, and join us every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed. KAYT Monroe.